There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, talkers. Happy June 1st. It's Thursday, and we're hanging out with Julia and Brittany here on this Thursday afternoon. What's in store for us this hour, guys?
Okay, so there are so many delicious headlines coming out.
So many delicious. And we got to eat cake today, so we are all sorts of jacked up.
Happy 100th anniversary, Hubbard Broadcasting.
Happy birthday.
There you go. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, so you, of course, are on the countdown because it's now 29 days from today. Right?
It's less than that.
Isn't it the 30th? What is the date?
Taylor Swift comes. The show I'm going to, it is the 23rd.
Okay, so you have 23 days.
22, if we don't count today. It's almost done.
Okay, before the Taylor Swift show. And you are not alone. Half of the Twin Cities is going to this.
Yeah.
And people have invested a lot of time.
A lot of money. I would say most people I know invested more time than money unless you had to buy the resale.
Okay.
If you bought the resale, then you're paying up the booty, and I'm sorry for everybody being the worst. That sucks.
Okay.
You know, my tickets weren't crazy expensive. It just, we had to, me and four,
how long
me
did
and
it
four
take
women went in on it. Yeah. We all were in like the VIP because we'd bought tickets before. So we got put in that group, and then we all tried to put our name in for the bid to be involved in the pre-sale, which ended up being the only sale because of the crashing.
Right.
And one of us out of the four made it. And so they just bought four tickets and we paid her back.
Okay. Do you already have your drive down? Do you have your drive back? Do you know what you're wearing?
I know pretty much what I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. I have a kind of like a tulle cover, like a pink tulle cover. And I'm going to do like a black bodysuit underneath. Tennis shoes. I dyed this pair of Nike high tops pink. That was super fun. I ruined one other pair of high tops. They're so cute. Mm-hmm. And then I think I just got to be practical with my hair. It's got to be in a bun on my head because I'm going to sweat profusely.
Right. And wearing tulle, which breathes.
Yes.
But it's not going to be too overbearing so people behind you can still see.
No. It's one layer tulle. Okay. One layer tulle. I'm not doing it extravagant. Right. It doesn't even touch the ground. It goes to my knees. And then the black bodysuit underneath. I have really made I think my game plan is, I know the bus. I know the bus really well. I used to live in Bryn Mawr. I think I'm going to park in Bryn Mawr. I've got a friend that lives there, actually my ex-boyfriend. And we're going to then take the bus from Bryn Mawr to downtown because buses always get through. You need to know that.
You're going to the show with your ex-boyfriend?
No, she's I'm parking at his house.
I was like, ooh, hey.
I'm parking at Mike's house. Thank you. And then we're going to take the bus because everybody knows you don't Uber. Don't Uber. Don't add cars to the mix, but buses, man, they always make it through and they will drive on the side of the road. Yep. They'll drive on the sidewalk. The buses make it through. So that's my game plan. I'm very excited.
All right. So here's what I've been reading.
Okay.
Okay. Because this concert's going to be 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Is there a warm-up band?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she'll be 3.5 hours.
She'll be, yes. She does 44 songs.
Okay. So,
that's exhausting.
So the latest thing that people are saying, and I did the poll.
Okay, I appreciate you doing the work.
I did. Is that fans, because they have gone to such extreme lengths to get to this concert, time, money, effort, emotional stress, emotional duress.
Yes.
That they are going to be wearing adult diapers because they don't want to miss a minute of it, to go to the long bathroom lines, to do anything. Are we in or are we out? Is this a do or is this a don't?
My thought is it'd be cheaper if I just wear two infant diapers. I'm not going to invest in a whole pack of diapers.
Okay, so you're so goofy. She's going to sew them together. You need like three.
Well, how dare you attack my body like that?
But I mean, really, because does take time to go and leave. What if you miss something, but you know there's downtime? I mean, like, do you need to see it every second? Will you be standing the entire time?
I will probably be standing the entire time.
You're tall. Be careful of the short person standing behind you, who usually is me.
We're not floor, so we're fine. It's staggered. We're right next to floor. So like we still have like the stadium type seating.
Okay.
I don't want to miss much. I do know there are some albums that because she clumps them together, her Eras tour. It's 10 different albums. There are some albums I would be willing to chance more than others.
Okay.
Her Taylor Swift original album, I'd probably be okay with. You know. Shooting, running to the bathroom for that. But like, I'm not missing 1989. I'm not missing Reputation. I'm not missing Folklore. I'm not missing Midnights. I'm not missing Evermore. Like, there are some. And then on top of it, the big gamble, I told Lori about this. Every city gets two encore songs that are different in every city.
What if she doesn't pick What You Love?
I'll be heartbroken. More importantly, we've talked about this. If she plays me, I will never be happy ever again in my life.
You don't like that song?
No.
No, I don't either.
It's the only one of hers. I'd even accept You Need to Calm Down more than me. I just can't stand it. And I'm so scared because I've put that in the universe. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
Thank you,
Grant. Okay, I want to ask you, what do you think her first song was that she learned? She wrote her very first song. What is it?
Well, like what her...
She was 12 years old.
Like what song she wrote?
Mm-hmm. She learned how to play... 3 guitar chords from visiting computer repairman. Do you know her story?
No.
She wrote her first 3 songs. Do you know what her very first song was? Lucky You. Do you know it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That was her first song. Do you know what her first job was?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. She lived on a Christmas tree farm. Do you know that?
No.
Do you think I've Googled someone else's facts?
No, I believe you. I'm a fan, but I'm also 37 years old, so I only know so much.
There you go.
I know her. Like, I'm always impressed. I know her birthday. Like, that's the extent I go.
Do you know what her grandmother did? Her maternal grandmother? Do you know who she was?
Marjorie?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's a song, Marjorie.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite songs because she talks about how she should have kept every grocery receipt with her name on it because at one point everything would be taken from her and she'd never be around again. And I love thinking about that. Like when I think about times we get annoyed with our family members, I think there will be a time where I wish I could be annoyed with my mom. I wish I could be annoyed with my grandma. I wish I, you know, and and I love that song. I'm going to send you that song. I think you're going to love it.
Her grandmother was an opera singer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right. Let's see. She, do you know that?
You can just tell me the facts.
No, I'm going to tell you that she was nearly blind before she had LASIK a couple years ago. Did you know that she was really?
I knew she got LASIK because there's a really funny, interview she did where Jimmy Fallon got the behind the scenes LASIK videos. It's very hilarious.
She's also the youngest artist to ever win a Grammy.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Look at what I'm telling you. Do you know who her early inspiration, who she looked up to, who were the singers that she admired? We're talking about Taylor Swift. Did you?
Okay, so she leaned country. I'm going to say Dolly Parton.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, Tim McGraw. She did a whole song.
Tim McGraw. No, really?
Okay, Leanne Rimes.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. Faith Hill.
Love
Shania
it.
Twain.
Oh, God.
The Chicks.
Yes.
Let's see.
Okay.
She likes to write songs about her exes. We know all that. Do you know about her SNL thing when she was on SNL?
What happened?
She was the very first...
host and musical guest.
She was the very first guest to write her own monologue on SNL.
Yes, she sings a song where she's like, this is singing my monologue.
My monologue song.
Yes.
It included jabs at Kanye West, Joe Jonas, and a kiss for her then boyfriend Taylor Lautner from
Twilight.
Yes,
yeah. But that back then it was crazy. Taylor and Taylor.
Yep.
Like that, everybody knew about the two Taylors, and they were pretty cute. And I would say that's an ex she definitely looks back kindly on. Her and Taylor both like each other quite a bit as friends.
She has this hyper fear of being recorded. She's paranoid about being recorded. Like if she's making music, that someone else is going to steal her music. She's terrified of getting a real tattoo.
Oh, I respect that. I'm probably in the same boat as that.
And she said she can't commit to a single symbol.
Did you ever get a tattoo?
No, I can't commit to anything.
I can't commit either.
You had the Playboy Bunny sticker on when you were 20 years old. How about if that was your tattoo?
Wouldn't that be terrible? If I would have been able,
Grant had it too.
Grant, if we were even able to make decisions as adults, we'd be walking around with a Playboy tattoo on us.
Oh, God.
That would have been horrible. Grant, do you have a tattoo?
I do. I have a couple, actually, on my back. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I have one that's just a cross. That is the cross I wear around my neck that I got when I was, it's a cross my grandma gave me, and it's just the exact same cross. It's on my back, but I got it when I was 18 years old, right when I went to college. It was a bet with my buddy that sure. I lost.
And your parents, did they tell you they wouldn't pay for your college if you got tattoos like I did?
No, but I remember coming home that first semester and just every time I went to the shower, like running right to my room because it was...
Oh, you had to hide your back?
Try to hide my back until eventually my mom saw, what the hell is that? You know, and yeah, so, yeah. And I'm eventually going to do a whole sleeve of Marvel. So I am going to be that adult with the Playboy on his body, but I'm waiting till I'm
but
like...
But it's not going to be a Playboy. It's going to be...
Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird like that.
Yeah, you are.
I just can't. I want to talk
want you
out
to
of
think
it,
about
but
that.
I also... That's a great way of saying this.
I think we should talk about that off air.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's a lot of time, and they're very expensive.
I know they are, and there's a lot of time.
And they're
there.
Permanent.
I know.
Did you know they're permanent, Grant?
I do. In fact, I wish I could remove the two on my back because they're so bad.
There you go.
I was gonna say the cross is great, but it's just very funny that you're like, in case you don't see the one in front,
it's in
I
case
make
I
sure
lost
you can
it.
See the back.
You can see him coming and you can see him going.
Yep.
It
exactly.
was in case I lost this cross because I always wore it
it's
and
really
I
sweet.
Didn't want to lose it because my grandma means so much to me. And so but it was butchered. It was done by PB Tattoo in Pacific Beach, which is no longer there. The guy must have been drunk out of his mind because if you look at it, there is a bunch of mistakes. And okay. It's really bad.
It's a circle. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we
hey,
come
Ben
back,
Affleck's in the same boat as you, so you're doing fine.
Oh, yes. He's got the rising phoenix. We're going to come back, and we've got, what do you do, Grant, here?
We got a little dirt alert.
That's what
up.
It's called.
Yeah,
I was thinking they had a special name. All right, we'll be right back.
Grant here for Hoffman Weber Construction. Now, they're your hometown experts for the last 30 years when it comes to siding, windows, roofing, doors, gutters, and even solar. Now, you may remember Mike and the Hoffman Weber Show back on Sundays here at My Talk. Well, now they're back hanging out with me. We got a great partnership going, and I can tell you all about them. And the best thing I want to tell you about the crew over at Hoffman Weber Construction is whenever you're dealing with anything that comes to your home, especially exterior, it's expensive, it's a process, and it takes time. And they're going to make sure all of those things are considered throughout the entire process. They're not going to pressure you in a one-stop close. They're not going to give you a high-pressure sale. They're going to walk you through the whole situation. And even if it's like your roof from previous hail damage, they're going to handle everything from coming out to check out your roof to the insurance companies to the installation. It is all handled from front to end, back end, by the crew over at Hoffman Weber Construction. And they have a great showroom in New Brighton off of 35W where you can get a good idea of what your home could look like with an exterior facelift. Start now at hwconstruction.com for more information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, what do we got?
All right, let's start this Dirt Alert out with some Whoopi Goldberg news. This was at the end of last week. She had a little bit of a word salad come out that she wishes she probably wouldn't have said on
okay.
The View. And it was an awkward exchange that she had with a producer. Now, this is in reference to the crew, being Whoopi Goldberg and her host, were talking about the new Netflix documentary about Anna Nicole Smith. And they were talking about how everybody has come to they are all coming to the conclusion that people start to judge people and that everybody's becoming so judgy. And then in that conversation, she said this about American Idol, and I've got two clips here for you, and we're going to play the first clip.
I've always thought that the beginning of the downfall of society was with, what's the name of that show? I always tell you that.
ABC's American Idol?
ABC's. Well,
people like to be judgy. Okay. People like to be judgy.
That's the
you have basketball wives. You have the housewives of whatever. All the Bravo shows. They give you the impression that you're doing something wrong because you're living your life.
You think the downfall of American side is
Idol? And I'm going to tell you why. Because once we gave people the ability
to judge
other people, I think we ran amok with
and
it, and it's gone out of gone out of control.
Okay.
Like that was the first time we realized we could judge. Have she's taken a gander at the Bible where all they do is go, hey, you're doing this wrong. Hey,
well, I'm just,
hey, so, Abel, knock
she,
it off.
But she said,
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, what is that show? And all the producers around there yell out American Idol.
ABC.
ABC's.
American Idol. Oh. So that's the best part. So this is the executive producer. She's having a conversation.
The View
with
is
him.
On ABC.
Exactly. And so she, as she says that, he replies back, ABC's, like the one network you're on right now, yep. American Idol, don't go down this road, hint, hint. Then she starts to backtrack a little bit, okay. And we'll play that right now. And this is the funny part. And the other voice you hear with Whoopi is the executive producer that she was talking to.
It was not always on ABC.
No.
No. When it began, it was on another network.
It's gotten better, and you like it now. Remember?
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah. You like it. ABC, she likes it. ABC.
Well, no. Well, again, when I was really watching it, ABC didn't have it. They have it now. It's a different show.
No, it is more
positive.
It's
a very different show.
No, it's not.
The judges are different with the people who are coming. But when it first began, it was a very different...
The public in.
Yes.
And now there are other shows like that.
And ABC knows that I feel like this. I've told them.
Oh,
it's not any.
It's worse when she rebukes it.
Yeah, because it wasn't always on ABC. It did start on Fox.
Yes,
it's gotten better. It's a very they have different judges now. Oh, that's funny.
Why? Here's the thing.
It was the downfall of society.
The downfall of society mm-hmm. was that moment.
Your employer's show is the downfall of society.
But she puts her foot in the mouth all the time.
But like,
all the time.
Double down. You're Whoopi on a show. We're not going to not... People who like American Idol are going to not watch it because she said it.
Exactly. 100%.
That's one of those moments where I once in a while, I'll feel insecure. You know, when I was talking about a 70-year-old man having a baby. And then I go, why? Why can I even take myself that seriously that it would ruin anybody's day or life?
Like, Everyone has their own opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if she doesn't like American Idol, that's not going to affect us. No. So we don't rebuke. Just go strong.
The backpedaling was the best.
I think, good.
Grant, that's very true. I need to get a poll here, though, because we never answered this question before.
Okay.
We got to the dirt. Are you going to wear an adult diaper?
No, I'm not going to wear an adult diaper.
Taylor Swift. All right, we can move on.
Okay. I would put my own catheter in, but I'm not going to wear an adult
That's
diaper.
That's right, you're a nurse in training. That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
If 3.5 hours, I might, just in case. You never know.
Oh, I would get up and go to the bathroom. And
hang out.
I have no problem leaving shows.
People would want me to leave.
I'd be talking too much.
I've been to shows with you. Yeah, I can experience that.
I'd be singing.
Yeah, that's
all right,
true.
Back to you. Right.
So now you were just talking about Taylor Swift, and we're talking about another artist here, Megan Thee Stallion. She has come out to say that this industry, the music industry, can be a grind, and she's actually going to be taking a break from the music industry. Now, if you remember, Megan Thee Stallion was going in 2020, this event came with Tory Lanez, where he was the boyfriend of Megan Thee Stallion at the time. They were out and about talking, and they were out, and he eventually ended up shooting his gun at her feet.
Yeah.
And
he scared the crap out of her,
yeah. found him guilty and put her in a really bad state. And then most recently in April, she wrote an op-ed for Elle magazine, mm-hmm. where she talked about how the trauma that she, you know, from this whole situation, the fans, the backlash, and she mm-hmm. just said it's really tearing her apart. And she has been at her last concert. She's backstage crying.
I like her.
Trying to get herself to. So do I. And I love that she's being real about this.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I can't perform for you guys. And if I can't be as good as I can be, I'm going to step away till I feel right. And you'll get new music when I'm ready to bring it to you. But I just need to take some time for myself right now. And that's just kind of summing it up.
The same thing. If you guys don't stop hating on me, I'm just going to take all my big bags of money and go have fun.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
I just don't understand how people have the time to write all the hate.
Exactly.
Although Al Pacino was listening. When you talked about him having a baby at 83.
I stand by what I said. You're a monster.
He's very upset.
Also, call me.
Call me.
I love your child. Why not?
I'm ready. I'm not about it. Okay.
All right. So let's go over to a story that came out not too long ago, but this is about Tom Petty and his estate. Now, there's a company, an auction company called RR, and they have some of his former outfits, hats, and some of the stuff that was apparently from his former home in Encinito, California.
Right.
And they're going to be auctioning this off. Well, Tom Petty's family has come out to say that this stuff has been stolen. It is not theirs. It was stolen from the family. They should take it down. They have yet to take it down. They're also telling fans to not bid on these things because, you know, to protest and not bid on it. Now, RR has spoken and said that they have documentation that they did not steal this stuff, but they could have purchased it from someone or consigned it from someone. That person could have stolen it, or that person could have bought it from someone who had stolen it.
Well, this is happening to Pee Wee Herman right now, too.
Yes.
That happens all the time in real life.
Who has my Talk sweatshirt from 2006?
That's me.
It was FM 107 at the time.
But in my defense,
it was a duo logo.
I bought it from Lori. So it was during when you guys moved the redesign of the office.
Yes.
Yeah, this happens all the time. What has to, and do you know what sucks is why you shouldn't buy something you don't know if it's stolen. If it was stolen, you're out. The money and the product. If they prove it, all you have to do is go through the cops. Like there's no, they don't need to do a public thing. If the cops can prove that this, you know, they had this item stolen, they'll get it back. So I don't know why they go publicly with this stuff. Like, don't beg anyone to do anything.
I think it's because and I'm agreeing with you there. I think it's because there's a little bit of confusion there as to where it came from. So
and when Tom Petty died, there was his family was kind of fighting a little bit about.
That's why I'm saying it's a blurry line.
Stuff. Yeah,
I think it's a very blurry line unless
they're all together on the same page. I feel like
and promoting it right now to give it some eyes. One more thing here in an auction that's going up for Bohemian Rhapsody star Freddie Mercury. Some of his stuff.
Yes,
there's a document in there that shows the original title of Bohemian Rhapsody was not Bohemian Rhapsody.
What was it?
It was Magnolia Rhapsody, actually. So they're going to be auctioning off a bunch of Freddie Mercury stuff, and we found out through this auction that it was originally called Magnolia Rhapsody.
I like Bohemian so much better.
So same.
But that not bad.
Figaleo.
All right. Figaleo. On that note, how's the traffic?
Finish the line.
I'm not finishing that line. Let's take a look at your MyTalk traffic.
All right, this music is Hammernix Flooring Superstores, and they do commercial and residential flooring, and some of the fun places, you know, that they do if you're thinking about needing new flooring. They do senior living places. They do condominiums, dental and chiropractic offices, places of worship, funeral homes, restaurants, bars. And then in the homes, they just do amazing things. And I think one of the coolest thing is at Hammernix, they have the largest selection that you're going to find in the Twin Cities of flooring. All of their installers are on staff because that is so important if you don't want to install it yourself, to know that they've got a team that they take care of. They will get them there on time. They leave on time. They clean up. They move your furniture. And you don't have to go find someone else to install your flooring after you buy it. Hammernix is full service if you want it. Also, the upfront 12% discount on pricing. Check out Hammernix Flooring. Tell them Lori and Julia sent you. Okay.
Oh, tell me your theory, and I bet it's elaborate.
Okay.
You've been working on it all week long.
I have. Mm-hmm. And
gather around, children. Gather around. Julia
wise
has a
one.
Theory.
Mm-hmm. I've got out my crystal ball. Well, the big headlines last night and this morning were that Harry and Meghan are quitting everything. They're quitting their Netflix. They're going to be behind the camera now. They're quitting going out in public. They're quitting writing books. They're quitting doing interviews. They're quitting it all. And my theory is,
what?
They have nothing left to say.
They've said it all.
They've said it all.
There was a whole book. There was a whole podcast. There was a whole.
And I think that they also have realized people are exhausted by it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's interested anymore. And I think what really happened is something terrible did happen to them a couple weeks ago with this car chase in New York City, that it just came out so damaging against them when they were probably very scared and did have the media following around, but they looked like kind of fools in the process. And I think they just realized, people don't care about them anymore.
No, and I think the thing is like, okay, so you worked so hard to get out of this world, right?
This public life and this everything, public life. Then get
and,
out of it.
And I know that they'll never technically just be one of the people, but then what do you want to do? Okay, now we've talked about it enough. We've talked the talk. We've rehashed and we rehashed the rehashing and then we, you know, countered the rehashing. Now, what is the thing that you've been dying to do? I mean, Megan was an actress. Does she want to go back to acting? She could do that. You could do that. Harry, what do you want to do? Do you want to teach? You want to learn? You want to what? Do the thing you want to do. You put so much time and effort into being happy. Now, what makes you actually happy? Like, it's kind of like when people still blame their parents for their unhappiness and you go, yeah, okay, but now you're 45. Yeah. Can you just become the human you want to be?
Right. Grow up.
Right. Yeah, like right. It's time. It's time. I get it.
Move out of your parents' basement, get a job, and pay rent like everybody else.
So we'll be curious.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to put your wings out and do the thing that you've been striving to do that would make you so happy. You're here,
and that's okay,
and that's great. I don't care what it is.
Exactly.
Just, yeah, it's time.
Like if you're done with the royal family, like you say you are, and if you're done with all this stuff, like nobody's going to judge you if you just want to go be rich and have fun.
No,
I'm not. I wish I could.
Oh,
go be on Suits again. Is that show still going?
No, but it is going.
He's got enough money to start Suits too. Suits to Riot.
It's coming to Netflix, so people can deal with
binge it. Yeah.
Okay, so I was
Suits movie.
I have another theory. When I was lambasted on my own show and said, you don't get to say those words again about mosquitoes about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How did everyone deal with the mosquitoes lately?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Just curious.
Mm-hmm.
So did you want to hear, you're right? You were right?
Just curious.
You're there, so.
And in the middle of a sunny afternoon, you can see them.
They're insane.
My good friend has a piece of land out in Wisconsin, but they don't have a cabin on it. They just bring their trailer out there and then bring it back. They had to leave last weekend, midway through the weekend, because the bugs were so bad.
Mm-hmm.
They had to leave. They came back home. They couldn't even be in their trailer to keep the bugs out, because every time they opened the door, it was like...
My coworker Rudy didn't even go up north because one of his nieces has such a bad reaction to mosquitoes, so they just said, let's not even go to the cabin this weekend.
Okay, can I tell you a couple of my hacks?
Yes.
Mosquito hacks?
Oh, yes. Yeah. These are... Okay. Yes. You have our attention, and I know you love that.
Oh, I get to talk on my show. I love it. Okay, so here's the deal. I have done this for years, but if you have a little space outside and you want to sit outside on a lovely evening and the mosquitoes are happening, bring out a fan that oscillates.
I have that built. I've told you guys that. I put a pole on my patio. I put a little cement in, put a pole. I had some wire run from my house, and I have an oscillating fan. That is the best
bug spray you will ever have. I do it at the cabin. I bring in an extension cord and a fan outside at the cabin, and you blow them away.
And you can get industrial-style ones at any Home
Depot,
loud. Lowell's.
You don't need them that big, but Grant, I know you go bigger.
But they're
home.
Not even that big, and they're not that loud. They're moderate size, and they have high, medium, low. And it's really not that loud. It's
a game changer.
It is.
All right, I'm in because they're getting on my deck now.
No, it's
my second floor deck.
It's a game changer to have the oscillating fan.
All right.
Okay? That's one.
I'm all for that.
Number two, they have these incense sticks.
Yeah.
That we jerry-rigged into the deck.
Okay.
On the, you know, the deck ledge.
Yep.
Yeah. They had them
when
in
you
there.
Say they're sticks, are they, they're, like, you start them on fire?
They're incense sticks.
They're
like a
tiki torch. They look like tiki torches.
But it's not a tiki torch. It's literally looks like a sparkler.
Okay.
Thin at the bottom.
I like that.
And you can jerry-rig it into where your wood splits on your deck or whatever. Put it in a pot of plants.
Oh, perfect.
But you can have, and it's just incense to keep it away. It helps.
Okay.
I did the fogger before anyone came out. I just sprayed the fogger out there, and then we sprayed it in another 20 yards away from the deck.
Mm-hmm. That worked.
But the fan and that incense seemed it worked.
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell people, because you can be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the bug bite, if you're like me and one of my poor sons, because they love us, we're very sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
They look at us and we say sugar.
I've always thought of you as the sweet one.
People think of us as sugar. One of the ways I can get myself to stop itching them, if you don't want the Calmine lotion to come off and everything and the spray Benadryl, and if anyone else has a little mosquito hack, call us.
Oh, great call. 651-641-1071.
Because this is a big issue this year.
Huge.
And the other thing that I do is I take clear nail polish and I just put it on right on top of the bites.
Ooh.
And then I can't itch it. They don't itch.
What we do for little kids in our family is we X them.
With your nail?
Yeah.
I still do that.
But I don't even want the X.
I know, but it's so cute because little kids will go, oh, my God. Ike, when he was little, go, Auntie, will you X it again? Mm-hmm. And I put the little X on him with my fingernail.
Because it's supposed to take out all the paint.
Yeah. Oh, Auntie, will you X it?
Okay. And there's this thing, this machine,
it's called
literally
a mosquito magnet.
It
sucks them in. You use propane and it just kind of pulls them all in.
I'm talking about something you use after you get a bite.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put it on your bite. And back in the day, we had something that you go and it would plump out your lips. I don't know if you ever saw those things before, injectables and stuff. It was this machine that would pump out your lips.
Oh.
And this was when you put it on your bite and you suck it out.
Yeah.
This thing.
I think we have one of those at our cabin. I don't know if anyone's ever felt like they worked, but I would love if somebody called in and talked about that.
My friend Lisa Timmick just says the mosquito sucker thing really works.
Does it? Okay, I believe Lisa. I know her.
She's
credible.
So it's just something because they're so bad this year in their daytime bugs. I mean, mosquitoes used to be like deers. They come out in the dusk and the dawn.
They're every second of every day. And then the gnats are bitey too. Like there's a lot of gnats everywhere biting.
Use your fans.
I'm going to use my oscillating fan.
That's the best one. But we've got Regina on, and she's just got a quick tip for us on when you get bit, what to do. Another little like X out, okay?
Oh, okay. Hi, Regina.
Hey, folks. The tip that I learned is that itching actually comes from the saliva of the mosquito. So it's best to, if you have a wipe or even, you know, water, whatever, wash it off as soon as you can. If you don't have anything, spit on your hand and wipe it off, and you're going to have a lot less reaction.
That's great advice, Regina.
I love that.
Plus, I would love to.
Summer.
I'm gonna thank you. You too.
I'm going to tell my husband never. When I spit on him, I'll go, "Oh no, that's honey. It's because you have a mosquito bite." Honey,
just spit. I'm just spitting on it.
It's like a camel.
My friend Lisa says the mosquito sucker works. It was on Shark Tank.
Yes,
and it's like a reverse plunger that sucks the venom out.
It is. I was just looking it up. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, if you get them, but I'm just saying
the reverse plunger threw me off because it's kind of like an actual plunger.
It is like a actual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anything else out, I mean, the mosquito, the fogger sprays, you know, if you have pets and stuff, those are dangerous, I think. But I'm telling you, some sort of a fan. And then you stay cool.
Yeah, that's the best. Is it stays cool? That was.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And also, now I have to worry about what chemicals you're inhaling. So true. I love it.
It's called bug bite thing. Is what that thing is called.
It's called the
bug bite thing.
Okay.
And it's a suction tool. Bug bite thing is what they call it.
So I believe you guys.
Google bug bite thing, and you'll find that little suction tool.
All right, there. That was our little.
I love we got the mosquito talking.
Listen. I knew it's a bad year. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
You can do something about it.
We had a lot of snow, a lot of melt, a lot of sitting. They took a while to get here, but they came, and they came in droves.
Yes. All right. When we come back, you know they have those little fans on baseball hats?
Yeah.
Remember?
You mean like the top of your hat? Like,
I'm just trying to think. And you know you have those water bottles with the fans on? Sometimes you use Ferris.
We've got one with like the crazy legs you can put anywhere.
Yeah.
Like hang anywhere because we always had it and for things for go-go. So that might even be, I don't know why I don't think about these things.
Well, because you were busy testing the temperature of water so you can get down your bath.
You shut your mouth. No, you watch your mouth, young lady.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, big news happened at the airport this week for Terminal 2 travelers for the summer. The airport MSP is doing a new pilot program called MSP Reserve. And if you're flying out of Terminal 2, which is usually Southwest or Sun Country flights, it allows you to make a reservation of the time you want to go through the security. And this is a test program right now, but there's time slots available between 3:45 a.m. and 8 a.m. People, like 4,000 travelers a day, pass through during those times. So the checkpoints for security can get tight and long. But it is something that you should know about. Go to MSPAirport.com/MSPReserve to find out more information about it. And it's a really great, great program for people traveling out of Terminal 2. Sun Country also has curbside people at Terminal 2 now. Select hours, find out about it at MSP.com. I have to ask you guys something. I was going to call you Sam, but apparently you're not my son.
Hey,
but we did talk about you being my son today.
And I felt like you're my mom. So, hey, Sam, I might steal your mom. I'm just saying.
I don't want her, so don't worry, Sam.
Sam. Well, if you're listening, I love you too. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah. I got the two. That means you love me. Love it.
Thank I know. Oh, gosh.
Sorry,
you
go
guys
on.
Are sick. So, we've got one more day tomorrow to give away the Nile Horn.
Tickets.
I think next week, I think we have Kesha. I think Kesha goes on sale tomorrow, too, though.
No, that's Friday, yeah.
Friday. Don't Isn't tomorrow Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there, I want to go to Kesha. Mystic
That'd be
Lake.
Fun.
So that's happening.
And you got to get a room. Mystic Lake's fun to go to. It's
Should we?
So,
Should we?
Because we went to the Countess. We had so much yes. fun. Also, there's a new one at, oh my gosh.
Treasure Island?
No. Oh my God. Chan Hansen Dinner Theater having a new one. We might have to do another sleepover.
I know. I slept over the last time that we do.
We had so much fun.
That was fun. That was fun. All right. So here's a couple things left for you people.
Yeah. For you people. You're welcome. You mean our listeners?
No, I'm talking about you too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, thanks everybody for hanging out with us. It kind of hit me. I was telling you when we went down, the Hubbard family were here today to talk, four generations, to talk about the 100th anniversary mm-hmm. of Hubbard Broadcasting, which is where we work here on University Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. And
you got emotional.
I got so emotional. What? Yeah. We've been here 20, it'll be 21 years in June. I mean, it's been a long time. Yeah. And I just got so emotional thinking about, you know,
all these people, where you've been, where you were when you got here.
How much
here.
Fun this job has been, how grateful we are for listeners, how grateful we are for advertisers, for you guys. I mean, everyone we've met along the way and how fun it is.
I was the worst person to be emotional around.
She's
at
like,
the time.
Whatever.
I was like,
what did you say? It was like a diss.
I said, I think you're, what did I
It was so
catastrophizing
bad.
This. Oh, yeah. Because it was this beautiful, fun moment and everyone in the building was there. People were so nice. We got cake. And Julia's here tearing up, and she's like, you don't understand. It's this and this. And I go, I feel like you're catastrophizing this. And she goes, Brittany.
What job have you been at for 21 years?
I just mean, why?
None.
I just got emotional seeing Mr. Hubbard and Mrs. Hubbard and the family.
I just, all of a sudden, you started really going down, and I needed you to go up. I was in a party mode.
I know you were.
I had my party shoes on.
And her little bright party Birkin purse.
And I just wanted you to be in a party mode. And so... I wasn't ready for it. Okay?
I know you
weren't. I'm sorry. I'm normally really good at this stuff.
You sucked at that one. Okay, are you guys into this bed? What is this bed rotting?
Bed rotting. Oh, is it like laying in your bed for a long time? I'm not. I won't lay in my bed and watch things. That's not my jam.
Nope.
Me too.
Grant, you will?
No, I won't. Lily loves laying in the bed. Like, if I know, like, if I'm like, if she's having a bad night, I'm like, hey, let's just go into bed. Bring some food in there and just lay down and watch a class. Like, that's her happy place. But for me, I want to stay in the living room as long as I can.
I never eat in bed.
Oh, we do.
I
don't. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. And we're disgusting. We're disgusting. It's not because we have rules or anything like that. I never eat in bed.
We rub up a storm in bed.
Really?
Yes. There are no rules for food when it comes to our bed.
You spill in your bed?
I mean, it has happened, and we've had to change sheets before we go to sleep, yes. But we won't sleep in that mess, no.
That's
okay,
so
bed rotting is when you stay in your bed all day, but you can't feel guilty about it. Used to be called being lazy. I always thought... When we used to have sunshine in our state, like 200 plus days a year, which has changed, a nice cloudy, rainy day was kind of nice.
I know.
Because it would give you a break and allowed you just to do nothing.
Well, in Minnesota here,
but now I don't want any nice, cloudy days anymore.
No, in Minnesota, you're right. We have guilt. If it's nice out, and you're not outside, there's a weird, you know how like you got a weird Catholic guilt about things? This is a weird warm weather guilt you have. I remember last year at this time, Gogo, you know, was just like a week old. And the idea of...
You're like, I got to do something.
I should be doing something, but I was just exhausted. But then it would be sunny out, and I'm like, let's go walk around the neighborhood. And she'd be crying. I'd be miserable. I'm like, why are we out here? Right.
I've got to do it. I've got to do it for one more thing. If you want your child to be the chief growing officer for Gerber, they are taking online...
Applications.
Nice. Listen, I thought about this. Don't get me
Margo,
wrong.
No,
Julia sent it to my way, and I thought to myself, you know what? I barely want to drive her to soccer someday. I can't imagine bring her. And also, she'd be rejected. And then I have to tell her about
it. You have
it
to
all,
tell her
day.
You lost your first job when every you were just day, a year and a day.
Her. Every day I'd have to remind her that you could have been someone, go-go.
You could have been me.
You could have been someone.
You could have. But your mom tried to get you in the door.
Failed, go-go.
I can see you being a...
A good stage mom?
Yeah, stage mommy.
I'm pretty lazy, though. Like, don't get me wrong.
I'm
lazy about the idea of driving places. Like, mm-hmm. when I get home, the idea that we would have to go anywhere, she's not going to win. She's got more personality. She's not exactly got hair in the front. She's kind of rocking a skullet. It's fine. So it was, you know what I saw on the Star Tribune? Jesse Ventura signing the...
I saw the pot deal.
And yeah, signing the pot deal.
Jesse Ventura? Like,
he was in the back.
He was in the back. He was all excited. He'd been pushing. He has a skullet.
Oh, he's always had a skullet.
Always.
He looks a lot better now than he did a couple years ago. He gained a little bit of weight in his face, which he needed.
Oh.
Yeah, but he was on the Star Trib, and man, it was funny to see him. He was just so proud that the marijuana deal went through.
So am I. We all are.
Yeah. I don't mean it in a bad way. No. I meant it in like a, that was his, he pushed for that while he was governor.
It protects the little people.
Yeah, it will. I mean, they figured it out. NBA Finals, game one tonight, Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets.
Who are we rooting for?
I think it's funny that it says Heat and Nuggets are together. Seems like directions for dinner tonight.
Yeah. So, and then we also
Justin,
have...
Justin, heat up the Nuggets.
The first season finale, and I don't know if we've watched this show, but Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies.
I know it. I haven't even touched it. Oh. We will discuss tomorrow.
Yes, queen.
thanks for hanging out with us. Our first hour was pretty cool. We had...
Everything
a special
else
guest.
Went to crap, so just listen to the first hour.
It's gonna replay right now.
You're welcome.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.